It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. All of us finished under 500 for the regular season. I did finish in first, but I feel shame for doing that. But we're going to keep it going because it's close, so why not? We'll go through the playoffs and crown a champion at the end of that. Last year I had a big enough lead where we didn't continue through the playoffs because no one could catch me. But after a 1-4 week last week for me, Jerry's only a game behind me and Boomer's 2 games behind me.
So, right there
is right, as Jerry's had a massive comeback. So we'll see if he'll be the Cincinnati Bengals or he'll actually make the playoffs and make a run here to the final. All right, Jerry, let's go through the wild card weekend game.
All right, here we go. Saturday, we kick things off with the Chargers in Houston. The Texans at home, if I saw this correctly, +2.5.
So they're +2.5. So, you know, for me, I think the Chargers are a hot team. I think they're coming into this game hot. I just wonder about C.J. Stroud being re-engaged and playing the way he should be able to play. And I remember what happened last year to the Browns. They got smoked last year. So this could be a little bit of a hornet's nest for Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh. Like I said, I think that these teams coming from L.A. got a little extra play for. I'm going to take I take the L.A. Chargers, and I think they cover.
The Texans were playing horrible football for a long time. They had their starters start the Week 18 game, and they went right down the field, scored a touchdown. It seemed like there was a monkey off their back. However, you know, that one drive in a meaningless football game, I believe against the Colts or the Titans, does not make me think that they are back. I got to stick with this. I said that the team that ends up playing the Texans, I'm 100% picking regardless of the spread. So I will also go with the L.A. Chargers.
I don't want to do that, but I am. I'm taking the Chargers, too. I think it's time Justin Herbert starts getting moving here in the postseason. I'll take the Chargers -2.5 as well. Game number 2 on Saturday night. The Steelers in Baltimore, the Ravens, a big, fat 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to take T.J. Watt for his word. I mean, I think he's sick and tired of losing. I don't think they're going to win here, but I think they will cover with, you said, 9.5, right?
9.5.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lamar played a great game the last time these two teams met, kind of got that off of his back and was able to actually have a pretty positive game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and feel good about beating them. I think they're going to win, but I think these games are normally tight between these two teams, and I'm going to go back to what it normally is as opposed to what it was the last time they met. I'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers and the 9.5 points.
Yeah, I agree with all those tight games and all that theory, but the Steelers have been so bad. I mean, they are on a run of losing. They can't do anything right. Russell Wilson was really good for them and now has been really bad for them. Their defense isn't the same. T.J. Watt isn't 100% healthy. I think that they stick in this game in the first half and it'll be close and be one of those bruiser games in the first half, but this will definitely be a game that gets away from the Steelers in the fourth quarter. They will win, the Ravens, that is, by 10 points or more, so give me Baltimore.
Yeah, I hate to agree with you again because I can't make up any ground, but I think this is the worst game of the weekend. I think Baltimore rolls over Pittsburgh, who have played lousy of late, so I will take Baltimore -9.5. We've got a triple header for you on Sunday, and it starts at Orchard Park. It's going to be cloudy and cold, but for these two teams, it doesn't matter. The Broncos at the Bills, Buffalo -8.5.
You know, if there were a team that could actually go up there and play these guys tough, it would be the Broncos, cold weather team. They got a hell of a head coach. They got a rookie quarterback that's in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year. The way he played last week against Chiefs team that sat down many of their starters was a real good game for him because he needed that. He needed to feel like he could actually win a game and throw as many times as he did. However, saying all of that, I just think this is Josh Allen's year. I don't think you're going to go in there and beat the Bills. I'll lay the points and take the Bills.
Yeah, I was really conflicted with this one, so I started doing deep dives into stats and things about it, and the Bills are the worst against some of the short passing attacks in the league, and that's what the Broncos like to do. However, the Broncos are really good when you can put Patrick Surtain on a number one wide receiver and shut him down, and the Bills don't play that way, so that's going to play into the Bills' hand. I was going back and forth and back and forth. I really just think that the Broncos' defense is going to show up in this game. I think it's going to put a scare into Josh Allen and the Bills, but the Bills will still move on. But give me the Broncos to cover the 8.5.
I will ignore the points. I'm picking the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, so it starts here. I think they beat Denver by 8.5 or more. Game number two, middle game, 4:30 Sunday. The Packers in Philly against the Eagles. The Eagles minus 4.5.
And Jalen Hurts will end up playing in this game. I do think that the Eagles are loaded. They have one of the best offensive and defensive line combinations in the NFL. Their offense can run it on anybody. And when you get to this point in the season, you want to be one of those teams like the Baltimore Ravens, like the Philadelphia Eagles, that can run the football, especially when you're playing outdoors at home in front of your fans. I'm going to lay the 4.5, and I will take the Eagles.
This is one of those spreads that I thought would be much higher once we found out that Jalen Hurts was playing. I think that the Eagles are a significantly better team than the Green Bay Packers. You put in the fact that Jordan Love's got this elbow thing, and he's not 100%, at least not as of yesterday. And it's interesting that the spread is low, which makes me think there's something fishy going on there. But the Eagles are really good on both sides of the ball, so I have to take the Eagles. This might be a sucker bet and looking at that spread and saying it's too low and you got to go with the Eagles, but maybe I'm a sucker. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles.
And I'm going to take the Packers. I think this is one of the best games of the weekend. I think it's close. I don't usually like to pick with the points, but I think it's a field goal game. I will take Green Bay plus the 4.5. All right, Sunday night, Jaden Daniels, his first postseason game, the Commanders in Tampa against Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Tampa minus 3.
You know what? I'm going to think that this is going to be a high-scoring, high-flying game. Two quarterbacks that give you a lot to look for, chew on, and watch them play, running around, throwing the ball all over the place. They have been electric. Their offenses have been electric. I'm going to take the 3 points, and I will take the Commanders. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Commanders somehow go down there and win. And I think this is one of those games where whoever has the ball last has a chance to win the game.
So because of fantasy football, I've watched every single Commanders game. So I feel like I've got a good beat on this team. And Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and what happened a couple of weeks ago with the Commanders and getting shut down offensively with Terry McLaurin being completely taken out of the game scares me with a head coach like Todd Bowles. Plus, early on in the season, Jaden Daniels was not getting sacked. He wasn't getting sacked. He wasn't throwing interceptions. The protection was good, and when it wasn't good, he was getting away from it. He got sacked 9 times in a game against the Saints, and the pressure on him has been growing every single week. Todd Bowles, rookie quarterback, sending blitzes at him. I love Jaden Daniels. This is not his time. And once you take McLaurin out of the game, I mean, Zacchaeus is a decent wide receiver. Fine. They run the ball with Brian Robinson. I just don't think they're going to keep up with
Austin
the Buccaneers'
Eckler's
offense.
Eckler's back.
Eckler is back. But I think that Brian Robinson is probably going to get the load of carries. So give me the Buccaneers.
I will take the Buccaneers as well. And Baker, I trust. Tampa minus 3. And Monday night, the game that was shifted from Los Angeles to Arizona, Vikings and Rams, Minnesota minus 2.5.
You know, I'll keep it quick. I'm going to take the Vikings here. And the reason I'm going to take the Vikings, I think Kevin O'Connell is going to do a really good job with Sam Darnold and get him back on track. I think this will be a close game. I think it's going to be like a 27-24 type of game. So with that being said, I will take the Vikings winning by a field goal.
This really comes down to one thing for me is, do you trust Sam Darnold bouncing back or not? Do you think that he is now regressed and he has turned into the seeing ghosts guy? Because the worst game that he has played since the seeing ghost game was last week against the Detroit Lions. So I will have faith in him. This is what Kevin O'Connell does. He's a coddle guy. Sam Darnold needs to be coddled, and they were right in that game with the Lions. He just could not convert in the red zone. I think that they fixed that. Also, that first game against the Rams, Brian Flores admitted the game that they lost on Thursday night, they were completely taken aback by Puka Nacua coming back that day on a short week, and he was not prepared for that. Well, obviously, he's going to be prepared this time, make it a neutral location. The Vikings are too good to go out in the first round. God, I hope I'm right about this. Give me the Minnesota Vikings moving on.
I would have taken the Rams, I think, if the game was in L.A., but with it being in Arizona, I will also take the Vikings minus the 2.5.
All right, thanks, Jerry. The Boomer Geo Friday Football Picks brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.